It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 21st of January, and guess what happened in French history on this day? In 1793, Louis XVI lost his head. Yep, this is the day Louis was executed by guillotine on Paris's Place de la Concorde, called Place de la Révolution at the time. Louis XVI was the only king of France ever to be executed. His death brought an end to more than 1,000 years of continuous French monarchy.
And when they went to the queen to tell her her subjects had no bread, do you know what she said?
Let them eat cake.
That was Queen Marie Antoinette's response to her starving subjects when they told her they had no bread. Well, let them eat cake. Perhaps a little insensitive, Louis XVI's wife Marie Antoinette was beheaded later the same year.
Stop. Sit. Relax. Listen. This is the Sound Kitchen.
How's about we switch from death to birth? There are 4 brand new official RFI listeners clubs that have just been born. Welcome to the new babies, 3 of which are in India and 2 in Murshidabad. The RFI Mitali Students Club, Shivindu Paul as the president, and the RFI Women's Club with Priyanka Paul as its president. In Assam, there's the RFI Listeners Club of Jorhat with Preetaraj Purkayasta as its president. Hello, bye. And moving over to Pakistan, to Muzaffargarh, welcome to the RFI Lovers Club with Mubashir Bukhari as the proud papa of that new club. Welcome, 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 one and all. You can create an RFI club in your community or transform your existing club into an RFI club. There are 40 English language RFI clubs, and I look forward to the day when we can say 400. Hey, why not dream big? When you have an official RFI club, anytime you plan special events, be they humanitarian, cultural, or sports-oriented, if you want to host an environmental program or a day dedicated to health issues, RFI will help you with ideas and free promotional items for your members. If you're interested in either changing your radio club into an RFI club, or if you'd like to create a brand new RFI club, write me and let me know. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Ready for the main course? Good, because it's time for the quiz. On the 17th of December, I asked you a very different kind of question. You were to send me your 5 favorite words in English. They didn't have to be hard or unusual or have special meaning, but just like music, words you like the sound of. After all, as I told you, my favorite word in French is the word for sidewalk, trottoir. I think it's funny and I love to say it. Anyway, as there's no right answer for this question, I put all your responses in a hat and pulled out 5. And here are the lucky winners of the draw. Sanusa Aiza Dankaba from Kefi in Nasarawa State, Nigeria. Sanusa's favorite words are forklift, cheesy, literally, humblebee, and lovely. I must note that humblebee is the old word for bumblebee. It changed from humble to bumble fairly recently, really, in the early 20th century. Darwin, for example, wrote about the humblebee, not the bumblebee. Thanks, Senusai. The next answer I drew out of the hat was from AKM Nuruzaman, the president of the RFI Amur Fan Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. His 5 favorite words are brood, chatoyant, comely, efflorescence, and halcyon. These are words which definitely flow trippingly on the tongue, as Shakespeare's Hamlet said. I especially like comely. Unfortunately, rarely used now, it's a wonderful word to describe someone pleasant to look at, as in, she's a comely maiden. How about these as favorite words? Wonder, daughter, weather, stating, and potato. Potato. True, it's fun to say potato. These are the favorite English words of RFI club member Mohammed Aksan from Dhaka, Bangladesh. The next answer I pulled out of the hat was also from Bangladesh, from Saidul Islam, a member of the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilfamari. His favorite words are evening, window, sea, drink, and tree. Those are all pretty words. I agree. You could start a poem with them. How about this? When the evening comes and the sunset lights the sky on fire, I sit at my window and look at the reflections on the sea. I drink deeply of the day, reflecting upon the reflections, and think how life, like a robust tree, can shelter us with its branches if we only take the time to find it. Well, I guess you figured out that I am not a poet, but a real one could make something beautiful with those five words. Thanks, Saidal. The last answer I pulled out of the hat was from Mrs. C.O. Agbula from Ekiti State in Nigeria. Her favorite words are reconciliation, prestige, love, integrity, and reputation. Congratulations, winners. I obviously read all of your answers. And special thanks to all of you who wrote in that your favorite words were a variation on sound, kitchen, quiz, radio, and France. Sweet. Thanks again to everyone who played the game. This week's quiz is about French politics, and it's election year, so there's bound to be lots of Sound Kitchen quizzes on the subject, so you best stay tuned to RFI and keep informed. Tomorrow, left-leaning French people will go to the polls to vote for the Socialist Party candidate they wish to see run for president. It's the first round of voting, and there are seven candidates. Who are they? What are the names of the seven candidates hoping to become the Socialist Party's presidential nominee? You have until the 27th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 3rd of March to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
La rumba. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And be sure to tune in next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time for a special flashback show. It's a program that originally aired in the summer of 2013, featuring listener AKM Naruzaman from Rajshahi, Bangladesh, reading his community hero essay. I'll be lying in bed recuperating from a little knee surgery, but inshallah, I'll be back the Saturday after with the answer to the quiz about Radio France International's birth date. Talk to you then. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Bye. salvaste que se acabó la rumba. Gracias.